Good evening, everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show. It is so good to be here this evening. I just wish I could be meeting every one of you. I feel you, and I want to let you know that I will be taking calls tonight for readings and discussions. So if you can, I kind of hesitate picking up the phone and you say, well, you know, I really like to discuss how I feel about that. Just go ahead and do it, because you don't even have to say your real name, so nobody really knows. So, but it is just such a pleasure. It has been so beautiful here in the North Georgia Mountains. We have had temperatures this morning. Gosh, it was around 40 degrees, and right now it's probably around 45, 50, but it has been so beautiful. And I know if you're out in California, you're wondering what it looks like to have the leaves changing, and it is quite beautiful. Mostly in Georgia, we still have a lot of green leaves because we have so many oak trees. So, but it is just quite a beautiful, beautiful evening. And I want to let you know that I very well may be moving my show to another evening. And so as soon as I know that, I will put it on my website at askspiritnow.com, and I will let everyone know that I will be moving to a new time. You can also go to BBS and BBSradio.com, and you can look up the Ask Spirit Now show as well to find out what night that I will be moving. So I just am excited, and I have a lot I want to talk to. We do have a caller on line one. I'm going to be talking a lot tonight about dreams and how to make our lives work better for us. So let me take Lisa from California. How are you this evening, Lisa?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Well, good, good. What are you in the southern or the northern part of California?
Oh, southern, down near San Diego.
Oh, so it's still hot down there, isn't it?
It's a little cold.
Oh, okay. Probably down to 8 to 60, right?
Yeah, it's not exactly warm.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me what's your question.
Hopefully is in regards to what you're going to be talking about creating your life. And right now I feel like I'm going through a huge change. And I'm kind of curious about what you see happening for me work-wise, because I'm currently out of work, but I'm very, very hopeful. And yet I'm in a complete limbo state right now.
Okay. What's your birthday? What's your, just, you don't have to give me your year, but what's your actual birthday?
Oh, February 28th.
Okay. Now, the first thing I want to tell you is that when you have right before your birthday, which is not exactly right before your birthday, but, you know, it does let me know that things are shifting. Now, I want to look at, you are in a part of your life that I know that you're going through a lot, and when that happens, it means that you're having to shift a lot of your, how do I say this, a lot of your viewpoints and a lot of things that are happening in your life. Now, right now, it's very interesting that it feels like you're going through a lot of energy shifts.
Yeah.
That have to do with, it's almost like you're supposed to be laughing your fears and sorrows away. But you're supposed to be doing this. It's interesting for you, Lisa, because it's almost like you personally are supposed to be releasing, but in a joyful way. And it's a very interesting.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's like you're supposed to be. Drinking
like
your wine, so to speak, and yet you're supposed to be releasing at the same time. It's like you're lifting your spirits by having something to be passionate about, but at the same time, it's going to be interesting. The show, I feel, is going to help you. What is the year of your birth, if you don't mind me knowing that?
It's near the 70s. Let's just say that. Can I say
that? Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. We don't need to go there, because I just was looking to see, you know, if there was something that I was missing here on this, because I really, there's something else too. This is a year for you. Now, I'm talking about right now, Lisa. I'm not talking about looking into the next year. And the next year would begin February 28th, 2011. But this also is a time of union for you. And when you talk about union, I'm talking about the oneness with yourself. This is a time. Are you very familiar with the androgynous self? The coming together with the male and the female of ourselves?
Yes. That's
okay.
What it's
really. Mm-hmm. I feel that's what this is about. The loving of yourself, accepting both parts, the very warm, soft feminine energies of you, yet also the strong, directive male energies of you. And the other thing that I want to address with you is that I want you to know, and this is the feel, the part that this is I'm not going to get specific because we don't have enough time for that, but mm-hmm. I want you to be aware that no matter what it is in your life, even this time of challenge, there's an opportunity in here for you to find out something about yourself. And I want you to know that even in the depths of our worst times come the greatest gifts. And also, every single one of us, and this is important for me to share just with you, Lisa, but I know others are going to benefit. But all of us have fear of failure. All of us have fear of death. Death not meaning necessarily dying, but like the changes that happen in our lives. Like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Makes mm-hmm. you feel almost like you're going to die. And abandonment of love, of self, of God. We all have these types of fears that I call fears. And when we have these times, and also hatred, self-hatred, and I'm not saying you have them, I'm saying the majority of people have all of this, and when we go through our difficult times, I want you to be aware to love all parts of you, because now we're going to get to your job in a sec. I'm not, I just feel like that this is a, because, you know, I do spiritual healing as well.
No, you're dead on. That's exactly the work that I've been doing, actually.
And I honestly feel like I'm going to ask a question. I have some of the most wonderful cards here that I love to do this because I want to find out. And I do know that we have another caller, and we will be with her. But I want to feel, Lisa, what's the block on why you're not – how long have you been looking for a job?
Probably 2 years, but I've had temporary ones on and off since then.
Okay, so it's not, you haven't been completely completely unemployed. Okay, because I'm getting a sense that there is something here that you, I mean, 2 years is a long, long time, and I feel like, do you really, I want to ask you something deep down in your heart. Do you really, 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 really want to, I mean, is there a job that you really, really want to do? Or do you feel like you're having to work just because have to work?
I'm going after what I want, what my passion is.
Okay, good. Okay, because I feel that's very important for you. I feel that if you go in to just work, I don't know what your economics, and you don't have to discuss that on national radio, but I feel that if you're going into something that you really love, sure, it takes a little longer to get jobs sometimes, okay?
Yeah.
Because essentially you're not going to just settle for any job. And fascinating enough, when we dream, we do get what we want more than if we just settle for less. So what I'm feeling right now is that I feel like you're on a new beginning, and I'm going to tell you something. I don't think it's going to be that long for you to get a job. I see the cup poureth over for you, a new beginning, and I feel like the new beginning's going to be very, very shortly, and I don't want to say it's going to be at your birthday, but I will tell you astrologically, Lisa, that things are going to shift for you in the new year, okay? Yeah, for someone that's been looking for 2 years, I don't think if I tell you that's 2.5 more months or 3 months is that critical of a situation. But I will tell you this. I feel, even as close as around your birthday, I feel some change coming to you. And I see a very good abundance coming in. And I feel that abundance coming in is going to be coming in from you. And I feel there's something that you're shifting. And I want you to really, you know what I'm talking about, and I want you to really focus on getting that. Do not feel do not evaluate yourself. Do not evaluate yourself, and I don't like to use the word stupid, but that's the card I pulled. I do not want you to feel stupid or what's the matter with me that I haven't gotten a job, because I don't even want you to go there. That is going to prevent you from moving forward, and so don't even go there. That's the first thing that I picked up. So I want you to be aware of that. And I feel like this healing, I just feel like you're in a tremendous healing space right now. So just be aware of that. And I feel like there's a job coming around February for you. Now, listen, Lisa, it does not mean that it can't come before then, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it does not mean that, but I feel a new abundance coming in around you. And actually, I see your aura as I talk to you. And it's very interesting. I feel this energy coming in on you because you know what? You're allowing it, Lisa.
Yeah.
Finally, Lisa is allowing it, okay? And the energy feels very blue. And it feels very purple. So I know it's spiritually connected. I know it's good for you. I also sense the blue, which it means what I'm getting here is that there is a beautiful connection of expression for you in this new life, a new crew, new beginning. And I think the new job is going to allow you to really, truly, express yourself, not just verbally, not verbally necessarily, that's one way, but your true talents, your true heart.
Yeah.
So I want to let you know, that I feel good things are coming in. I'm not going to sit here and say you're going to get a job tomorrow because I don't feel it, but that doesn't mean that it can't come in. But in this moment when you have asked me, I see the energy coming in. So that lets me know it is on its way and it's so close in your aura that I feel that it's very close. So that's a good thing.
Well,
so
that's
I hope
great.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, Victoria.
I hope that has helped, and
It did.
You know, let me know. Go to AskSpiritNow.com. Let me know because I've been getting calls lately saying people have been telling me they've been getting their jobs, and I'm excited. It just makes my whole day when I hear that. So please let me know.
It really validates a lot for me.
Well, thank you.
And I definitely will.
And you have a good evening, okay?
Thank you.
Keep listening because I'm going to be talking a lot about manifesting, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Dawn, how are you this evening? You're from out there and way over there in California as well. What's happening with you, Dawn?
Out on the left coast.
You're what?
I said we're out on the left coast.
Oh, yes. You are out on the west coast. I was having a little difficulty hearing you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me all right?
Okay, yeah, I'm fine now. It's getting a little better. Now, what is your question, Dawn?
I guess I was just wanting to find out, how things are kind of going with my husband.
Okay.
He's going through some challenges right now, and just want to make sure he's hanging in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, let me just tell you what I'm feeling, and we have talked before, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure because I had some feelings on this earlier in the day, and I'm getting them again, and I'm just going to share with you what I'm feeling. When someone goes through a very big shift, the first thing that, especially if someone's been involved with alcohol or any kind of substance abuse that alters their thinking or the way that their brain works, the first thing they want to do is blame, and sometimes they make someone else that's close to them feel bad about maybe what they're going through. And that is not, you are not responsible for someone having gone through that. So first thing I want to tell you, Dawn, is I want you to take a deep breath and say, this is not my fault. First thing I want you to say, this is not my fault. Because when someone is confronted with a drinking issue, that type of issue, the first thing they want to do is lash out and get upset and make the other person feel bad. And I feel that that may have happened in this situation. Now, secondly, if someone wants to...
Not really so much. That didn't happen so much. I just want to make sure
But I don't want you to have guilt about making someone feel bad. That's what I'm saying. That's the part I'm coming from. Don't want you to feel bad because if someone else feels bad, of course we have empathy. But what I don't want you to feel like is that it was all your fault or that you are responsible for this. Secondly, the thing that I wanted to mention is that If someone really, really, really wants to get better and there is love there, it is worth waiting for if it feels right to you. No one, including me or anybody, I don't care who you're talking to, can tell you, you know, you have to stay or you have to go. But if you feel like even when they're getting help that this is just not going to work, the best thing that I feel is sometimes just to take a break and just say, you know, let's take a little short, maybe you could stay at a friend's house or something while you're, you know, if this person wants to go to AA or if this person wants to do something to help themselves, make sure that you support them. Go to AA with them. Let them know that you're there for them, but that you're not going to be a crutch and that you expect them to do the work. Now, am I making any sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, but you know, I feel like, especially if you've had a very long relationship, it is good to support someone, but not at your expense. Do not support them for you to become their crutch, but to support with true love is one thing. But I'm going to tell you, Dawn, if it feels like you're doing it out of duty and you really don't want to do this, that you will know if that doesn't feel right. If you're in that doubt, then this is what I would recommend you do. I'd take a piece of paper out and I'd say, what would happen? Now, you know what will happen if nothing changes. You already know that. I know that you know that, okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So, based on that, you already know. Now, let's say what would happen if a person changed. Let's talk about your husband since that's who you asked about. What would happen if he changed and he quit doing this, 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 and this because he quit drinking, let's say? And if that were the case, would you want to stay? And look at really the issues involved with that. Write them down. You probably want to burn them afterwards or throw them or tear them into small pieces. But I really feel that will help you with the doubt because you already know if things don't change and, you know, you don't have to give somebody a whole long time. I mean, you don't have to give them your whole life. You know, you can make a decision. And this is where I feel like you need to go, Dawn. I feel like you need to make a decision. Dawn needs to make a decision. Okay. All right, I'll give you 1 month. Now, you don't have to necessarily be that specific with your partner, but you got to be specific with yourself because this is what's driving the boat here, is that there is now more indecisiveness. And what happens when that happens is that's what drives us absolutely crazy, is the indecisiveness. If you want to make a decision on something and you can't, then, you know, there's always that decision. Well, I don't think I'm going to decide right now, but I feel that if this person is truly making a conscious effort, give him a month, make that decision. 1 month. And if that feels right to you, then say, okay, I want to see if there's a change. And you can say this to this person. I'm going to give you a month. And if you can truly show me, then I will reconsider this. That if I see any of the, you know, I don't know, that kind of situation is long term and that person's got to be totally doing it for themselves. Not because they think they're going to get a divorce or because they think they're supposed to do this. Now, I hope that makes sense, what I've just stated. Does that help you understand things?
It does. I guess the confusion for me really is that I'm not absolutely 100% certain that he's doing it for himself. And
yeah, I'm not
me,
either. Yeah.
And it's hard for me to tell right now.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't feel at this time he is doing it for himself. I feel he's doing it out of fear, and I'm going to be real honest with you, Dawn, because I have to be. I feel there's some manipulation in it right now. I feel that he's doing it to manipulate you, and I feel that he's doing it thinking that if he does this, you won't do anything. And I'm going to tell you from the heart, that's what I'm feeling right now. Now, it's up to you whether you want to make that decision to wait it out for 1 month and truly see if there's any change. But you know this person. I know you know this person very well. And I trust that you will be able to see. The other action that would be very interesting to do, this is just something to throw out. If this person's going to AA, go with them one time. See what happens there. Has that a thought ever crossed your mind to do something like that?
He's only gone one time, so not really, but his actions are very different than they've been in the past.
And, is that a good thing? That's good, right? Is that good?
Yeah, in a good way. And there's some things that he's going to be doing that are part of that program that, you know, I mean, he's got a plan for it. He's got it mapped out and dates and when he's going to do this and that. And so that's why it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, just feeling a little confused.
Well, this is the card that I picked for you was to break free, to try different ventures and experiences as a way to grow and learn. So I'm going to say this to you, that if you still feel that, if you still feel trapped, that, oh my gosh, I'm still trapped, I want you to be aware of that, because sometimes we get into these places where we feel safe and comfortable, and it feels like that you're being asked right now, Dawn, to get out of this comfort zone. It's time for you to take some risk and explore new ways of thinking. And I'm telling you, this is a big stretch for you. This is Spirit saying to you, you're either going to make a I don't think you have to make a decision for the rest of your life, okay? Don't go even go there, Dawn. That'll really, like, spin you around. That's not what this is about. I want you to just take this month and just say, okay, you know, right now everybody in the family seems to be safe. Everybody seems to be okay. You know, everybody's going about their way as if everything's going the same thing. But what I'm feeling right now is it's time for you to get free of this. So if you, do you love him?
That, you know, I do.
I'm talking about as a husband. As a husband, I mean, I know you're a father of your children and all that, but as a husband, do you love him enough to hang out for another month and just say, okay, I'm going to see, but not with, this is the key for you, and this, I'm going to tell you what I feel the key is, Dawn. I feel the key for you is not to feel like it's another rut. Oh my gosh, I can't break free again. Because see, you need to break free. It is your time to move forward. And if this keeps you from moving forward, then you're going to get back into that feeling that, oh my gosh, I can't get free again. And this is your time to reach out. You've got to try some new things today. Now, if you want to go this route and try a new experience with this relationship, then maybe that's a different change. But don't do it with the same expectations of, do you know what I'm talking about, Dawn?
I think I do.
Yeah, because see, right now, it is your time to break free. Now, that does not necessarily mean that you have to break free from a relationship at this moment, but you've got to break free from the guilt, feeling it's your fault, feeling like you've hurt him, feeling like you're going to be the cause of something. If something happens, it's going to be your fault, or, oh my gosh, if I have to break this relationship up now after these, you know, years, oh my gosh, it's going to all fall on me. And you see, that kind of guilt makes that's kind of, I'll tell you, guilt really is unexpressed. Guilt is like feeling like you can't be free. And when you have that guilt, it's like you're having to take on responsibility for other people. And having that guilt is you gotta like start living for yourself. Yeah, it's a time for you to think about Dawn. See, nobody's been thinking about Dawn right now, okay? And I think your husband might end up doing well down the road. Right now, I think he's kind of in the game of it, and I feel like he thinks he's supposed to do this, but I don't know right now if he's really doing it for himself. And I want you to move on with your life as best you can, taking care of Dawn. That's my message for you tonight, Dawn. I hope that I have been clear enough. I hope I've been clear enough to make sense for you that it's not necessarily that you have to make a break and go file for divorce. I don't necessarily mean that. But it's a breaking free of old patterns within yourself and saying to myself, you know what? You have a right to go to AA, and I commend you for it. Yet, I also have a right to live my life. Now, I'm not holding up my life for you, and I feel like it's time for you to just go on with your life as best you can. It's going to be a shift in your viewpoint. That's what you're breaking free from. You're having to break free of this feeling that it's all going to fall on you if something happens. Now, if he's going forward and you can see a huge change, then try and see what the relationship is like. See what it feels like. I get a sense that he cares for you, but I also get a sense that he's got great fear, Dawn. Okay?
I think he does. I think he really
does.
Yeah,
and I feel right now, and you know I'm going to tell you just exactly how I see it, I feel that what he's doing right now is out of manipulation and fear. That doesn't mean that it can't change, but there's some reason Spirit's given me a month that I don't want you to feel like you're being held back. I just want you to say, okay, fine. In a month, I'm going to go ahead and go with the plan that I already had, but I'm going to give it this month to see if it really feels right. And then let me know what happens. I want to follow you on this because it's very important for you to honor what you feel, okay?
Okay.
I hope that's helped. I know it's a quick reading, but I do hope that this helps some.
No, it does. It does.
Yeah.
It does because I had this all in my, planned out, and of course, whatever you plan doesn't always happen that way, so.
No, it doesn't. And believe me, what's that old saying that every time you plan something, God's laughing up in heaven because it's like, but listen, you have to, I'm gonna talk a little bit tonight about, I may not even finish it this week. I may have to do some more on next week. But I want to talk about a book that made a profound effect on me personally. I just got it today, and I read it today. And I want to share about it because it made a profound effect on this person's life, and it has affected many people's lives. So, I hope you can stay on line for the rest of the show to hear what I'm talking about, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's about manifesting and secrets to success. So when I hear those secrets to success, I always question, oh my gosh, another secret, But the truth is there are no more secrets in our lives. It's how simply we can put it. And this author, Richard Webster, has put it so simply that I was profoundly affected by it. So, but thank you so much for calling in and, let me know how things are going, okay?
Thank you, Victoria. I really appreciate your help.
Yes, and honor yourself, please. That's the big message. Honor yourself. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, take
well,
care.
I want to thank both Lisa and Dawn for calling in, and I want to share with all my listeners because this is very much a part of what all of us are going through these days. But I was reading this book by Richard Webster, The Seven Secrets to Success, and I could not put it down. And I thought to myself, well, I have a show tonight. I've got to read this book before the show because it may have something that I want to share. And it was such a short little book, and it was so simply put. And I'm not going to go through the whole story, but I am going to share with you about a man who was about to commit suicide, and an angel-type physical man came and saved many, many different people. But this particular story is about a man who was about to commit suicide. He had lost his business. He was, had no money. He and his wife walked out on him. I mean, when you think about it, y'all, how much more desperate can you get? You know, that is pretty desperate to not have a home. Well, I think he actually had a home, but he didn't have any money except for like a month left to support himself. And he and the love of his life had left, and he still loved her because he didn't have a job. So you can imagine that what that did to his self-esteem, like that's all I am worth is what I, what I give, not who I am, but what I give. And this man came and shared seven beautiful statements to him. And the first one was, yesterday is gone. And it's very interesting because when we talk about long-term marriages and when we talk about any kind of situation, whether it be child abuse that we experienced as a child, abandonment, any kind of death that we may have have had in our lives by someone else, or any failure, the first thing that we do in any experience that we go into now, in the now, is we immediately go back to those earlier experiences and say, oops, it's going to be just the same way. And what that does to us in the law of attraction is it keeps creating the same story, the same circumstances in our lives. It is no different from the situation where you find a woman who, or man, who has had several marriages and they keep picking different kinds of spouses. They look different. They seem to act different. But guess what? They really aren't. They just have it. They do the same thing in a different way. And so when I looked at that, I mean, I'm a Rohan therapist. I have worked for years on this handling yesterday, handling it so it no longer affects you. But at the same time, just that profound statement that yesterday is gone. So what that means, when I was reading this book, I was like, once I read that in chapter one, I said, well, I can't put this book down. And I'm going to tell y'all, I took this little book out. I live up in the mountains, the North Georgia mountains, and I put my shoes on with my four dogs, and we walked up the mountain. I could not even take my eyes off of the book. It was that profound. And so I kept walking up, and then I stood by the tree, which happened to be part, second chapter, but I've always done that. I leaned against a tree, and it was so beautiful because, you know, yesterday is gone. And I want to share a personal journey that I'm on. As an attorney, I work with very combative people. They're you know, they almost feel like they have to fight to be a lawyer. It's, I don't know where they get it from. Maybe law school. I don't know. But it's like, if I'm not strong and ugly and mean, then nobody will respect me. And so, and then at the other side, I have a PhD in spirituality. And it's like, oh, wow. The journey for me is to bring the two of them together, not be one person on one side of the street and one person on the other side. Now, granted, I don't do psychic readings in court. And when I'm on, you know, BBS radio, I don't give people in California legal advice. I may tell them that the law, you know, a little bit about what general law is, but I can't advise them. So I don't I cooperate myself. I can't divide myself up. I have to be who I am in the courtroom, and regardless, I am. But it's fascinating because I was taking this book, I was almost finished with it, and there was the most beautiful tree. And the second chapter talks about hugging trees and life. And I saw this tree that I have been up here, my gosh, for 10 years almost, y'all. And there was this beautiful tree that had a very strong base, very solid base. And out from the tree came another tree. There were two trees with this solid base. And I said, I have been coming up here for years and never noticing this. And I realized that we are who we are. But I can be my spiritual self, I can be my legal self, but I'm still that one base, that one solid person here on earth. And what I found so profoundly wonderful about the trees, he kept talking about hugging the trees, and I say that to so many people when I do private readings. And what's so phenomenal about that is a tree, especially oak trees, have strong roots. And I went the other day to dig up a little teeny oak tree so I could plant them around the house. And I couldn't even dig it up. It was a tiny little thing. And what happened, it had the root system. It looked like it was for miles. And the little tree wasn't but like 3 inches tall. But, you know, an oak tree has its roots, which is the underground. That's that part of us, the failures, the death, the abandonment, the hatred. All of these things are a part of our lives that we all have. Doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States, you still have them. Some are more activated than others than not. But then you've got the tree itself, which is of earth. And then it's reaching toward the sky, the heavens. It's up there in the heavens, which means it's all part of all parts of life. And I was so profoundly affected by that. I'd never heard that analogy. And so I went and hugged this tree. I sat there, well, stood there, and read the book with my back against the tree. And the trees give us messages. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, if you're in a city or this feels a little uncomfortable. My gosh, what is Victoria telling me? Go do it at night. Go do it in a space where nobody will look at you. Eventually, you'll get to the point where you really won't care. You'll just go up and say, I love you. And the tree expands its aura. Let me tell you, y'all, the tree just expands. It feels so grateful because the tree is life. So, you know, when we want to look at yesterday is gone, I want to us, you know, this is profound because when we're looking at a long, let's just say a long-term marriage, yesterday is gone. So we have to move forward with what's going on. Now, if the person we're married to chooses not to let go of the past and keeps dragging it in, yes, that's a situation that becomes very, very difficult. So I'm going to give an example. Let's say that you're in a marriage that has alcoholism in it or drug abuse or any kind of, I don't know about this spousal abuse. I can't go there. I'm sorry, y'all. That's something you got to get away from that. But what I mean is, let's just say that there's a person that drinks heavily. And, you know, it's affecting the relationship. It's uncomfortable. There are things happening in the relationship that are just not working for you anymore. Well, it's okay to move on and say yesterday is gone. You know, get your healing on it. You know, why did I, you know, attract this? What is it in me? You know, learn to love yourself for what your experiences are. But if the person does not want to change or is attempting to change but can't change because there's, you know, there's usually someone with alcoholism needs to have some counseling. And I don't know if AA and all those do that. I've never been to AA, but I do know that there are a lot of counselors that can help to find out why they even chose. They're typically very spiritual people. Drug addiction and all that typically is done by very, very, very spiritual people that just can't figure it out on this planet Earth. And so if we just leave it alone and say, well, I don't want to deal with it anymore, you know, that's okay too, as long as you get your healing from it in the sense of my husband or my wife is not going to change. They're going to continue to drink. They're going to continue to abuse drugs. That is a time to break free. That's a time to move on with your life because you must have boundaries. You must have integrity and you must have discernment. We are not here to be squashed down like little flies because someone else chooses to abuse their life. So we have to learn to honor ourselves and to honor what we need to go forward with. At the same time, you know, if you can honor somebody else for their trying to grow and releasing their yesterday, because the yesterday is gone. But if we keep bringing yesterday into the now, then yesterday does become now. So that was the first lesson, is that yesterday is gone. And then the second was, when you start feeling those fears and those upsets and, oh my gosh, how did I get into this? Go outside and hug a tree. And listen, you know what's even better than a tree is a human. I mean, that's kind of funny to say that. But if you have a child that you can hug, go up and hug your child and just say, I am so grateful for you. And if they're a teenager and they look at you like you're crazy, just say, you know what? I know it's not maybe cool from your viewpoint, but a hug is a hug and everybody loves hugs. And go ahead and do it. If you have no one else to hug, hug yourself, hug your dog, but start hugging, because it is really embracing life. And when we start embracing life, we go away from the shadow side. Now, I'm not saying you don't ever have to address the shadow side, but we go away from those negatives. We go away from the energies of that, and we have to go forward. I mean, I have a very dear friend that lives in Fort Myers, Rose. I've had her on the show a lot. And we do that a lot for each other, because a lot of times if she'll get into some situation or if I get into some situation, the first thing we need is someone to say, let's really look at that. Let's find some beautifulness about this. Let's find the opportunity in this situation, because it is a two-terminal universe, y'all. We can't do it alone. We have our angels. We have spirit, and we have the people here on earth that represent spirit and represent those angels, and they're the ones that can come and give us messages sometimes that we can't get ourselves because we're so intently close to it. So I want to share with you that. And the other thing that I want to do, and I really especially want to share this with the two callers tonight, set worthwhile goals. Now, when I say worthwhile goals, I sat down today myself after reading this book and right before the show, I sat down and I said, you know, what do I really want in my life? What is it really brings me joy? Now, what was so fascinating about this book was that the husband went to the wife and his family and they all kept saying, you've got to have a job. You've got to have a job. You have to do whatever. It doesn't matter if you like your job. You have to do it anyway. Well, he said, no, I am going to find a job. I would rather not have a job than to be in a job that brings me misery, because then I will never fulfill my dreams and I will never be the person that I really am meant to be. He believed in himself, which is another step in this, and we'll get to it hopefully this week. If not, I'm going to talk about it next week because I'm profoundly affected by this simple little book. But I want you to, everyone, to sit down and set some worthwhile goals. What is it that you really want? And you know more than likely they're going to change, but that's not the point. The point is to put you in a direction, and I'm going to give you a very good example just from myself. I've been wanting to sell my house for 4 years. It has never sold. And I found out the reason why it has not sold is because I have felt like I was responsible for my mother, and she lives in an apartment part of my home. And when I took the responsibility away from that and I said, Spirit will handle that. Spirit will guide me and direct me to know, because I have to move on with my life. I cannot keep living for other people. It is killing me when I do that. When I made the decision to sell the house, which is going on the market in January, by the way, and I'll put it on my website if anybody wants to buy it. Anyway, my point being is when I finally made the decision to sell it, guess what? My life opened up. I felt alive. And that's why I had shared that with my last caller, is because when we are not really in a strong decision, doesn't mean we can't change it the next day, but we have got to make that okay, this is what I'm going to do, and I will live with this, and I will honor myself while I go through this, but that's it. That's not it. You know, after that, I'm going my way. And I made the decision to sell my house. And when I made that decision without any gut-wrenching doubt, then my life started feeling better than it had in a long time. So I just want to share that. Michael from Carvel is on. I want to take that. Michael, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing wonderful, and I understand that if this is the same Michael that I am thinking it is, you sent me the most beautiful angel. Am I right on that?
Yes, you are.
Well, thank
and
you.
I sent you four more last night.
Oh, I want you to tell everybody right now how to contact you, because you have the most, I know you're a spiritual healer, but you also make the most beautiful angels. So tell everybody how to contact you, so if they want one of them.
I guess the easiest is my email. It's michaelncarmel@gmail.com. michaelncarmel@gmail.com.
Oh, good. I put it on the back of my car, and I told the success story to you, and I understand you had a great success story as well. So that's awesome.
A lot of
so,
people say that the angel has saved their life.
Well, one time I'll go back into my story about that, but my life was also saved on a railroad track from an angel right there in California. So,
okay.
Did you have a question for me, Michael?
Well, I'm in sales. I think I told you, and I'm close to closing some deals. I'm wondering if you see it happening soon. I'm really anxious to sell something for this company.
Yeah.
Really
first off, I want to tell you is get back in touch with them again, because you want to get it done before retrograde goes in December. Now, when you sent me that email earlier with those two names on there, I felt really strong on the first name, but I also feel like I don't have the names in front of me, but I feel like the second one will do well too. Now, why I'm getting a month to two, I feel like that things could change in the next month or two with this. Now, that's what I'm feeling the one and the two represent for that. Did you, because I picked two cards for you, and one of them is that you are having a major life change that's going to bring you some good, good blessings. So I do feel like something good's coming from that. And I want to ask you something. Who's out there that wants to help you? There's somebody that wants to help you. Who is it? Is it? Do you think it's that first person that you met when you went over there to those companies?
Well, they both were kind of cold calls that they didn't really want to see me, but they did. And
yeah.
After they saw me, we had a pretty good meeting.
Uh-huh.
Who is trying to help me?
It might not even be them. It might be somebody else.
There's
I don't
maybe it's the person
business.
I work for, or could be the person I work for. He's really
I think they want to. I feel like they're trying to help you. I don't know why I'm getting that message for you, but it's I think you already know who it is, because and if it isn't, and another thing that I picked up from you when you sent that email, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but heaven forbid, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
For 30
because,
years. 30 plus.
I'm sorry, what?
For 30 plus years.
Oh, okay, good. Because I feel like there is a new experience then coming in, because I just feel a real strong connection coming in. A lot of blessings are coming your way. So whatever's happening right now, I feel it's 1 to 2 months. I don't feel it's, or could it be weeks? No, I feel months. I feel like, yeah, I'm getting the message. It's 1 to 2 months. Now, I feel that you need to contact them again. But I get a real strong feeling on that first one, at least the one that when you put in the email, the first one that you put.
Actually, I'm going to send them an email tonight, like a follow up. So that's
yeah,
what I'm gonna
that's
do.
Exactly right. I wouldn't, you know, I feel that you have enough discernment and wisdom to know not to, you know, harass. But at the same time, you got to get in there and let them know about you, because you have something to offer them. But you have a major life change. And I felt it today. I have to tell you, I don't know what's going on in your world over there in California, but something beautiful is happening with something. Now, if you've been married for 30 years, I mean, that's inspiring. I've had several marriages, and none of them have come up to 30 years. I don't know. I'm not old enough to have a 30-year marriage, but still, I guess if I'd started earlier and stayed with one person, maybe I would have. I don't know.
Well, we didn't start early. We didn't start early. I'm older, 65.
Yeah. Well, I'm just amazed. You know, I feel like that you have some divinely inspired change coming in, and you're supposed to stay centered in the eye of the hurricane and just feel this change coming in. I mean, what a blessing to have such a long-term relationship. I'm just honored to be able to talk to somebody, and I hope that you're happy in it. Because,
I am. It's laughter that keeps you together. If you can't
Isn't
laugh,
that you're... interesting? Yeah, that first caller I had tonight was she needed a lot of laughter in her life too.
No, if you
too.
Can't laugh, you're dead. You're dead in the water. You got to laugh, even if you blow up and start yelling and screaming the next day. Start laughing.
Well, I like that, and I think I will apply that too, because sometimes you know we can get pretty serious here in our lives. But I do feel very good about this, and are these the only two companies that you can?
There's other ones. I'm working on a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I feel like that these are just the first two, but I feel like you've got a lot more. And I just feel like things are going very well for you. So I would just, as you say, just put a smile on your face. And when you send that email, make sure that it's very clear and very have your heart and joy in it. And they will receive it that way. If that's the intention, they will receive the intention. You know that can be done through the emails.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very, very important to do that. So, but I feel real good about it. I feel like you're going to have some success. And again, I get that 1 to 2. You might hear something within the week or two, but I get 1 to 2. So I'm not sure. It'll be interesting for you to let me know what that ends up being
I'll let you know.
And let me just do me a favor and give me a number between 1 and 199. I'd like to just see what pulls up for you.
58.
58. That's a good number. Okay. The message is your finances are improving and there will be a positive change in your financial flow. This could signify a job promotion or career change with an increased salary. So I think you got your answer.
That's exactly what I needed. Thank you very, very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
You have a nice evening and spread those angels where they do some good.
I plan on doing that, and thank you so much for thinking of me again on that. I really appreciate it, and thanks for calling in. So that's great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I want to just share with you, set those goals. You know, whether you're trying to sell something or if you're in a marriage that you're unsure of or if you're looking for a job, really pour your heart out on paper. It's very important to put things on paper. I don't know what it is about that, but it's magnificent to put things on paper. Now, there's something that I want to share with you that I read, and I did it yesterday. If there is a goal that you have or a dream, and we're going to get back to this book next week because I still want to talk about it. I want about manifesting our dreams. I feel like we all need that right now. There's so much energy in our world right now that we need to create it, and we all have that power within us to create. So when you're creating these attainable goals, these worthwhile goals, I want you to also, on a separate piece of paper, after you've written down the goals, I want you to look at the fears that you have attached to those goals and say, you know, what if I achieve that goal? Why do I fear achieving that goal? What would happen if I had a lot of money? Oh, my goodness. What would happen if I found the right spouse? What would happen if I you know, sold something to somebody and made a lot of money on it? It's got to look at the worthwhileness of yourself. Are you really feeling that you deserve it? So I want you to write down all the fears that you are attached to achieving those goals. Oh, my gosh, if I stay with my husband, oh, I have this fear that this will happen. Or if I leave my husband or my wife or whoever or the job or whatever the situation, what might happen? Oh, my gosh, I could lose all my money. Oh, my gosh, I could lose, you know, my house, whatever. Because typically our fears are not just material. A lot of them are fear of failure, fear, oh, my gosh, what if I died from this? Well, oh, my gosh. Or, you know, what if I get nobody loves me anymore? Or whatever that fear is, get down to the gut-wrenching. Don't just write it down like, oh, I'm afraid, you know. Get really down deep in it. And when you feel that you have completed those fears, I want you to take it and wad it up and put it in water, like a big glass of water, and drown those fears out. You can also take that piece of paper and burn it in a little pot or something. Don't have a house fire, but burn it and let it go. But let it all go to the light. Send it all to the light. Just take it all to the light and just say, transcend these fears into abundance in my life. And abundance is not just money. Abundance is health, wealth, happiness, joy, laughter, like Michael was saying. All of this is abundance. And it takes all of this to be truly abundant in our lives. To love ourselves is an abundance. So what I want y'all to do is do that. Then as soon as you have done the burning or putting the paper in water, that's the quickest way to do it if you want to get rid of it fast, and then just send it to the light or tear it up and put it in a pond or something. The third thing to do is to go into a wonderful bathtub and put salts, Epsom salts, or just a sea salt, and go take a luxurious, and you can put some bath oils in there too that have a nice fragrance. And I want you to just go in there and say, take away all the fears, renew my spirit, because the salts do something to the biomagnetic energy of the salts, shift your cellular. The part of the physical cellular. And then I want you to get out of there and just let all those fears go down the bathtub and let them all go to the light, go back to the earth so that they can rejuvenate. And remember then to look at your goals and ask Spirit now. I want everyone to remember to ask Spirit now. We have archangels, we have angels, we have masters, we have teachers, we have the universal God, however you want to call it. All of our spiritual helpers are always here for us. And we have to ask them, unless it's an emergency like saving our lives, like myself on the rail track, which I'll share again at another show. They want us to ask. And I'm going to tell you a real quick story because I have to go. I had a legal issue with one of another attorney, and I said, you know what? I don't know how to deal with it. Angels, go handle it for me, because legal angels, go handle it. And they did. So ask Spirit now. And remember to tune back in next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. And if I do change the time, I will certainly let everyone know. It'll be on BBS. But for the time being, stay right where you are, and I will see you next Tuesday, and remember to go to AskSpiritNow.com. Let me know how you're doing. And if you want a longer reading, let me know. I'd love to work with you. So much love to you, and good night. See you next week. Bye-bye.